time to talk some basketball as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. And, well, John, I guess we know for sure who was the best basketball team in Abu Dhabi.
That's right. Yeah, Celtics look good. They look like they're ready to go. They look like that was a middle of November regular season game. So it was very nice to see and impressive that the guys were that ready that quickly.
Absolutely, and you wrote about it. I mean, Brown and Tatum look like mid-season form, but it was some of the other guys too that stepped up. I'm very impressed with the play of Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, I mean, Pritchard, preseason is like, he shines in the preseason. Like, remember last preseason where he was incredible? And, he's so good, too good for preseason against the other teams, total bench with no starters. He's a real legit NBA player. But the Celtics team is so deep that he has to get those minutes, and he shows he's too good for that. So he's perfect in his 6/7 man role. And when he gets the opportunity to get extended minutes where he's the ball dominant player on the floor, he goes off. And man, that guy can shoot. He just can shoot.
Luke Kornet getting some more playing time with no Al Horford able to go. And is that something we're likely to see more of during the course of the regular season?
Well, Kornet is going to get those starts in the second half of back-to-backs, probably. Mm-hmm. You might see the occasional Xavier Tillman. But in the non-Porzingis time, when they're playing the back-to-backs, Horford's still going to sit. They're not going to overextend him. I'm not going to put anything past the Celtics coaching staff. There's a slow ramp up for Al Horford. This might be just how it goes. Maybe they just decide that they're going to start Kornet and bring Horford off the bench just to keep him in a consistent role all season. That's not out of the question. I don't think that's how it's going to go, but Kornet played well. He does all the little things that a guy in that position needs to be. He's not a ball stopper. He gets the ball. He moves it. The ball switches sides. He collapses the defense because he gets it in the middle of the lane. He is just, when you're on the floor with Tatum and Brown and White and Holiday, you don't need to do anything. You just need to be a good screener, good roller, good passer, and he is all those things.
Well, we talked with you a few weeks back about possible regression candidates, and then obviously Derek White is a name that came up, and you worry about that sort of thing, but boy, no signs at all of that so far. He seems to, as you said in Boston Sports Journal, just picked up right where he left off last season.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite from a regression. It's actually like he might look better, but he's exactly who he is, right? You wouldn't know what game it is by looking at Derek White playing. Is it preseason? Is it regular season? Is it postseason? He's just always playing at a super high level. Very impressive, And again, I want to expand it to the Celtics played like that. The Celtics as a whole, and maybe it's because Tatum and Brown came in looking as good as they did. Maybe it's because Derek White is out there doing the work that he's doing. Everybody seems to be kind of pushing each other. This is not a team that's easing into this regular season at all. And Derek White is certainly one of those guys that comes in and is just, he's ready to play, and he's always playing at the highest level.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, they look so good in those Nuggets games. When they play later this week, what do you think we'll see? We got, 20 minutes plus for Brown and Tatum. Will they ease up a little bit or wait until the final preseason game?
So it's going to be weird, and this is such a stupid schedule. They have this whole week off, so they're not having official practices. They didn't have one yesterday. They're not having one today. They're not having one tomorrow. So they practice Thursday, Friday, and then they play three games in four nights. So that's always a grind in the regular season. So they're going to avoid that as much as possible. So probably I'd say 25 minutes for the regulars in the first game, zero in the second game, and maybe we'll get to see another 20 minutes or so in Toronto a week from tonight to wrap up the preseason. Then they get another week off before the regular season starts. So, you know, it's not like they're using the preseason to get them into game shape.
Right.
You play a game, you can't get them ramped up, and you immediately have to, like, say, you got a week off. So whatever game shape you're in, you're losing. So it's not going to be till the regular season until they start to really, really get their game legs. But as we've seen, you know, does that really matter much right now for these guys? I might argue that it doesn't.
So, John, as we get ready for the start of the season, who would you say is the biggest challenge to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference?
Well, it really does seem to be the Knicks with the, you know, addition of Karl Anthony Towns, who, you know, looked good in his first preseason action. It's going to be between them and Philadelphia right now. I still don't trust Milwaukee. They'll be better, but, you know, Chris Middleton is still not 100%. I don't know. I don't know what to make of the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee could jump to the closest challenger, or they could fall to fifth. Either one would be as equally possible to me. New York is going to be right there. Philly is going to be right there. It kind of depends on Philly's health, obviously, if Embiid is going to be ready. You know, I think November, December, January, we're going to be looking at the Knicks as nipping on Boston's heels. February through, you know, February, March into April, we'll see if Philly's healthy enough. They might emerge as the biggest challengers. But that's just time will tell between those two teams.
How does the early season schedule look for them?
I think it looks good. You know, there's not a ton of back-to-backs. I think this is a pretty favorable start to the season for them. I think the, you know, when I was looking at it initially, it's like, hey, this is actually not bad for a non-Porzingis stretch. They don't go out west. And I think that's, you know, if there's a good side to the travel that they, you know, the Abu Dhabi trip, it's that I think the NBA did them like the favors. Okay, we're going to save your big West Coast trips till later. So that means Porzingis will be back when they face the toughest Western Conference competition. So that'll be that's good for them. So I like the early part of their schedule. I was wondering if they'd ease into this season. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to look pretty good pretty quickly.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Enjoy your week, and we'll check in again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then. See you.
John Corrales with us on Downtown.